On We the People Radio Network. My name is Cosmos. I'm your host, and this is the official broadcast of TruthAction.org. It's the Monday, November 19th edition of Truth Revolution Radio, and tonight we have a show jam-packed with goodness. Our guest tonight is Richard Gage of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. AE911truth.org. If you are not already exceedingly familiar with the work of Richard Gage and Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, then get thee to AE911truth.org. Richard is an amazing individual who's been doing amazing work this year. Just, you know, Richard did his first radio interview right here on this show on Truth Revolution Radio 6 months ago, almost 6 months to the day. And in the past 6 months, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth has just blown up, doing such amazing work and making a profound difference. And that is even indicated by Richard and his group coming under attack in Congress, of all places. And we'll talk a little bit about that tonight and all the great work that Richard's doing. Richard will be joining us shortly. We've got a lot of great news. I'm going to try to pack this all in as quick as possible. The international report on the actions of November 11th is completed. I slaved over this for the past week. It was bloody murder, getting documentation from some of the great activists out there who took action on November 11th. We're taking action on the 11th day of every month and growing a global momentum like nothing that's ever been seen before. And you can see it with your own eyes at truthaction.org right now. If you haven't seen it, I recommend you go there immediately and click on the full report. It's the first link at the top of the front page. And I gotta say, I'm really proud of this report. We don't have documentation from all the locations that took action on this past 11th, this most recent International Day of Truth Action on the 11th of November, but we have a lot of documentation of all the beautiful actions that took place on that day. And I think it's the most complete report of the monthly actions, the United Action on the 11th, that we've put together so far. It's not just the photos. It's not just videos. It's the photos, the slideshow, the videos, and text reports all integrated into one amazing international report on the actions of November 11th. And you should check it out right now. Go to truthaction.org, check it out, see this report of these glorious actions, and join us. Just join us. You know, while you're there at the site, sign up. Click on December 11th and say you're going to join us on December 11th and figure out the details in between now and then. Just join us because we're building this incredible momentum like nothing that's been seen before, but we need you. We need you, and we need to keep increasing this. And if you look and see all the fun that people are having educating people, getting visible for 9/11 truth, talking to people in their communities, and making a difference, you'll want to join us. And now is the time to join us. Also, I'm really excited to announce for the first time anywhere the launching of a new project for the 9/11 Truth Movement. And this is something that is just launching right now as I speak. And it's just beginning. It's going to be building over this week and into the future. This is going to be a very positive force for us. It's about time. It's called 911blacklist.org. And it's about time we started withdrawing our economic support from the people who are not only assisting, aiding, and abetting in the cover-up of these crimes, of this mass murder, not only doing that, but then turning around and attacking us, the people who are in pursuit of truth and justice for these crimes, attacking us, smearing us, slandering us, picking a fight. Well, we're going to take it right to them. And 911blacklist.org is where we're going to keep track of who is financially supporting the people who are attacking, smearing, and slandering activists for truth and justice. And you can go there right now, 911blacklist.org, and get a feel for what it's going to be about. It's pretty bare bones now. We're just launching right now. This is a project started by Michael Woolsey of Visibility911.com and Scott Ford. And I'm going to be contributing to this as much as I can. TruthAction.org is going to be promoting it heavily. It's about time we do this, and these kind of attacks on us, on the truth seekers, on the majority of the citizens in this country is going to be met, and we're going to deal with this. And on Friday night, we're going to spend the whole show covering this, the launch of 9/11 Blacklist. And Michael will be joining us on Friday night. We're going to talk all about it and really get into it. So I just mentioned Richard Gage of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. He did his first radio interview right here on Truth Revolution Radio. And that first show that he was on was also the first show where we were joined by Johnny Wave of Marines for 9/11 Truth. And Johnny joined us on Friday night. Maybe you heard that show. We had a great talk on Friday night. But there are a couple of things that he wanted to add, that he wanted you listeners to hear. And we've got Johnny Wave on the line right here. What's the word, Johnny?
Hey, brother. Interestingly enough that last time I showed up, I actually had this same message because I just got tons of emails from the last Friday night talk, you and me, Han, and if I could put a sign in every single person's hand who gave me an email, we'd have doubled our march from the last November day. And my one message that I'm bringing to you guys right now is that do you actually remember it, Cosmos? Do you remember what I said last time? I'm going to test you now.
You said all your gratitude means nothing if you don't take action.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. All these pats on the back, all these go, Johnny, go, it's nothing. Absolutely nothing. In fact, it's going to get in my way because we have got to get out there. Everything you do means nothing unless you are a physical force out there right now. And if you have love for me, if you were patting me on the back, then you would get out there and have my back. I don't care about anyone's verbal accounts of what's going on. I want you out there by my side, because I'm preaching love to you people, but that's only because we We need you. We need you out. We need you fighting. There are over 1.2 million Iraqis dead right now, and we're doing nothing about it. Nothing about it. 1.2 million Iraqis are dead. 48% of that has been gunned down in the streets. That's over 500,000 Iraqis gunned down in the streets, and you're doing nothing about it. Nothing about it but sitting at a computer and typing. While I'm in the streets with my people, I'm doing the fun stuff, man. People plan for me to show up. You know what I'm saying? I don't even organize. I just show up and do my thing. That's what you can do. I got high schoolers that come out here next to me. High schoolers and service members won't even get by me. High schoolers are doing what everybody else could be doing. But no, no college students. No, no, no. I got old people and high schoolers out here marching with me. I got real patriots coming out here. And I got other people patting me on the back from an email. I don't need that. I don't need that at all. I need you out here. I need you in the street. Because you can't talk when there's martial law. You can't talk when they're bombing us with A-bombs and the next flag terrorist attack. You can't talk when they shut you down. And then they're getting real close to shutting us down. That's why I'm preaching love. Because love's our last defense. So when you hear love, be really scared. Because it's getting close. It's getting real close and I need you out here right now.
I hope you're hearing this, man. I hope you're hearing what he's saying. Because this isn't a joke, folks. Okay? There's a bunch of us in this country who are giving everything we got to
everything.
This.
Everything. I don't have enough to give anymore. I got it all. I'm pushing it all out there. I don't even have an education. I hear all these people talking about, well, what can I do if I don't have a high school diploma? Man, I dropped out when I was 16. I'm self-educated. I don't have a high school diploma. I don't have a BA. I don't have a master. I don't have anything. I get out there on the street. I talk to people. I read books. That's it. That's all you need to do. This is kid stuff, man. That's why high schoolers are out here with me marching. And what am I getting? It's time. The time is now, and you got to look back on your own life. You only get one life, and you got to look back at it and say, what did I do? What did I do? And what are you doing right now? Are you out there being somebody, or are you patting somebody on the back? That's what I want to know, because I want you out there being somebody next to me, because I need you out next to me. I need some help. Service members aren't putting on me. No, I'm the only service member in the United States of America getting out there for 9/11 truth. I need some help. And I'm asking for help right now. And if you're not giving it to me, stop emailing me. Because I'm done. I'm out here for 9/11 truth because martial law is coming. And the only thing we got is us and love. And that's it. I don't need an email. I need you.
Do you hear that? You listening to this show? Do you hear what this man is saying? This is a United States Marine corporal. He's serving the inactive ready reserve portion of his service, okay? He's still in the Marines. He is getting out in the streets for 9/11 truth. In his Marines uniform. Do you know what kind of risk that is? Do you know what he's putting on the line for this cause we're fighting for? Because it means that much? Because he knows what's up? Don't thank him. Don't tell him he's doing a great job. Don't tell him to keep it up while you sit there at home. We need you now. We are building an incredible momentum. And we need you. Because we're doing it. We're getting there. But we're not going to get there without you. So does it make a difference to you or not? Do you care or not? We need you now.
Go out there and be somebody.
So that's what we left out of Friday night's show.
I love you, brother, man. Good luck to you.
I love you too, Johnny. And again, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for what you are doing, for what you're giving to all of us. What you give me is hope and a reason to carry on, a demonstration of courage that makes me want to keep on giving everything I've got to this.
That's the true illusion, man, is we can continue to give even when we think there's nothing left. And I know everybody else can, too. I know they can. We are some powerful, smart, strong individuals. We've got everything at our fingertips and more.
And what we're doing is so beautiful, and it's a new thing. What we're doing has never been seen before. A challenge like this being met the way it's being met by people all over the world. We're doing something so beautiful. And at the best of times, it's a lot of fun, too. So, you know, just this isn't a dress rehearsal, folks. We need you now. We need you now. Right now. Thanks for calling in, Johnny.
Thank you, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, man.
Everybody get out there. I need you. I love you. We can do it. I know we can do it. You inspire me so much. I love every single one of you that get out here. Thank you very, very much. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Johnny Wave. What you can do right now, you can go to truthaction.org. You can click on December 11th, and you can say that you're going to take action with us, with the people who are taking action all around the world on the 11th day of every month. Just say, you're going to join us wherever you are, whatever location, whatever part of the world, you're going to join us. Just say you are. Just commit to it and work out the details later. We need you. We need you now. We'll be right back with Richard Gage of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. Yeah, we're back on Truth Revolution Radio. This is the official broadcast of TruthAction.org, and tonight I am so pleased to welcome back to this show an extraordinary man, an amazing man who's doing amazing work, a man who I'm exceedingly proud to call a friend and a colleague, Richard Gage of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, AE911Truth.org. Richard, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Cosmos. It's awesome to be here. I'm in your presence, I am just humbled. And I'm humbled in the presence of Johnny Wave, too. I couldn't believe it. I want to get out there in the street now. And, man, I'm fired up.
Yeah, Johnny fired us all up. And what an amazing synchronicity that you guys were both on this show for the first time together. It's kind of just like a bit of a flashback to May, but we're flashing forward and we're moving forward. In the 6 months since I talked to you last on this show, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth has just blown up. You're doing such incredible work. I'm awed. And, like I said, I'm proud to call you a friend and a colleague. And so, you know, I watched you start this, and the work you're doing is so amazing. AE911Truth.org is, you know, for any listeners who are not very familiar with this work, go there right now and check it out, the work that Richard is doing. You started this off at the beginning of this year, 2007, right?
May of 2006, actually. And I remember when I came into the meetup that we have in Oakland the first time. Here I am, a Republican in my tie, and I walk into this. I didn't know what to expect, and there's, I don't know, a couple of dozen people. And they're from all different walks of life, and I'm hearing all this conspiracy stuff, and all I knew was that the buildings, you know, there was some serious doubts about these buildings, and I go, what have I walked into? And then I learn more and more about this stuff, and I go, oh, my God, my whole country is going down the tubes eventually. It's not just the fact that these buildings didn't go down the way we thought they did. And so I don't know. I got turned around 180 degrees several times, and I actually almost don't know which way is up anymore. But I am fired up. I'll tell you, we have over 200 architects and engineers that have joined us now, demanding a real investigation of the three high-rise building collapses on 9/11. And I'm glad I get to just focus on that, because I can tell you it is enough. There's enough there for research for a lifetime. And I just can't keep up with all the other stuff around 9/11, because I know that these buildings are just one small piece of a huge pie. Around and before and during and even after 9/11, everything that's going on is mind-blowing. I can't believe the level of complicity of so many government officials in allowing all of this to happen. I just can't believe it. I'm blown away. The only way we're going to get massive awareness is, like Johnny Wave says, is to join him out there in the street. I can do what I do best by giving talks around the country and trying to make other architects and engineers aware, but until we get our butts in the street, we're not going to get the attention of average people, and we've got to have that.
Yeah, it's going to take all of us doing what we do best mm-hmm. in pursuit of this, in pursuit of truth, in pursuit of justice, for these crimes, you know, and as Johnny was referring to in the first segment, we have so, you know, hundreds of thousands. How many people have been murdered in the name of this story now? It's affecting people all around the world, and it's really going to take all of us doing what we can do, really using our special talents, whatever they are, applying them to this situation we're in now. It's quite the situation, and you've certainly been doing that. I consider you to be an extraordinary activist, because you've really applied your professional talents, skills, and knowledge to this problem, and then you've taken a risk. You've put yourself out there in a way. Just put yourself out there in a way, leading the way, leading this, you know, shining light on this path in such a clear and professional way that, you know, now, hey, I was just checking out ae911truth.org, and there's 213 architectural and engineering professionals signed up with you demanding a truly independent investigation into the crimes of 9/11, and that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's really amazing, and you're really shaking stuff up.
But guess what? We are committed, and I mean absolutely committed, and this is a promise from the bottom of my heart, that we will have 1,000 architects and engineers on our website demanding a new investigation by 9/11/2008. That is our promise. We need everybody to help us in order to do that. So while Johnny Wave and you and so many others are out there on the street putting your names and reputations and personal prestige and feelings and your hearts on the line, we also need you guys to be emailing all of the architects and engineers that you can possibly find on the websites and just calling them on the phone and giving them the ae911truth.org link, because I think all the information is there. We just have to get it to the people that have this necessary credibility that will turn the heads of those who need people with that credibility. So help us out.
Exactly, and that's where we've worked so well together.
Mm-hmm.
With architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth and the street activists, because because your site and your organization is one of, you know, the best resources for information to share with people when we're out on the street. And now, thanks to this awesome banner that you sent me, we're going to be able to do that even better. Really get that URL and that name and that idea very visible out on the street. And I can't wait to get out on the street with the Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth banner.
Yeah, thanks. Well, let's tell your people about that, because there's a lot of street soldiers out there that are ready to walk the streets with some powerful signage that will get the attention of the American people. And some of them will respond, only the people with, letters behind their name. I have letters behind my name, AIA. That stands for a member of the American Institute of Architects. We have a lot of letters behind the 212 names listed on our website. And so people turn their heads when they see a banner 5 feet long, 30 inches high, that says, "Hundreds of architects and engineers are demanding a real investigation."
Indeed. And it turns heads. It wakes people up. I mean, that gets people's attention. And in fact, Richard, I mean, I know of an architect right now down in Santa Cruz who I'm going to be hanging out with over the Thanksgiving weekend. And I'm going to be giving all your information to him. He's seen a little bit of it. His interest is peaked. So, you might have just a... one more. Who knows how many more by the end of this weekend. We'll be right back after this break on Truth Revolution Radio with Richard Gage of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth.
Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
Okay, we are back on Truth Revolution Radio. This is the official broadcast of TruthAction.org. And our guest tonight can tell you all about how that story doesn't add up. He's an architect by the name of Richard Gage, and he started an organization called Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. And you can find this work at ae911truth.org. If you haven't checked it out yet, I don't know what kind of cave you've been living in, but you got to check it out right now. Richard and his group are doing amazing, amazing work. And it's not just, you've got 213 architectural and engineering professionals right now signed up, joining you in a demand for a truly independent investigation into these crimes. But, you know, you're not just compiling this research and getting these other professionals on board, but you've really been doing an amazing job of taking this information to the people. You're doing speaking engagements all over the place. You've been doing a lot of radio stuff. I mean, so much so that I almost felt bad asking you to come on here. But we heard a great debate that you did, I think, last week on talk radio out of Toronto.
Yeah, that was awesome. Ron Craig and I got together on the Richard Sirrett Show, CFRB. It was broadcast throughout the East Coast. And this was an interesting debate. It's the first debate I've ever done, and from all indications, I did okay from what I heard.
Richard, and, you hit it out of the park. Okay, and I saw you. Oh, I guess it was it was at our local meeting last night. Richard and I are local, so if we end up at the same 9/11 Truth local meetings, and I guess it was the other night you mentioned that was your first debate. And I couldn't believe that, because you just did such an amazing job. And, you know, you're almost feeling bad for this guy, you know. He's like Paris and all this stuff on the other side. He's supposedly an explosives expert. But you hit it out of the park. You did such an amazing job. And this was, that's a mainstream station, right?
Oh, yeah.
Talk radio.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a first there, because, you know, what... you know, what the corporate media has been fending off, fighting off, hiding away from for years now, 6 years now, is rational, civil debate of this topic. And just relying on smears, on derision, on ad hominem attacks and slander, and just not willing to address the issues at hand, just, you know, in a rational, adult, civil manner. And that's what we got on this debate. And you know, so that's kind of mind-blowing in itself.
Yeah, we got to go through almost all of the evidence. I mean, they gave us 2 hours. Well, of course, half of that is commercials, unfortunately, just about. But we went through all of the specific evidence of controlled demolition from tons of molten metal, which has no explanation in the official story, the chemical evidence in the molten metal of thermite, an incendiary used by the military to cut through steel like a knife through butter, all of the pulverization of the concrete and all the incredible into dust and gravel, and that even the dust has these small microspheres in it with the evidence of thermite, also chemical evidence, and the free fall speed of collapse through 80,000 tons of steel designed to resist that load. It goes on and on and on, and it's just actually easy. I mean, the evidence speaks for itself, and what is that? That's the truth speaking up in all of us, and we're all empowered with the truth, with these few simple facts and concepts that most people really get, especially if you put in front of them these evidence cards that we've come up with, the case for explosive demolition at the World Trade Center towers. You know, there's a little card, you can hand it to people. Everybody should have 100 or 500 of these cards and just hand it and say, you don't have to stick your own neck out anymore. You just hand this and you say, these architects, there's, looks like there's hundreds of them, and they're demanding a new investigation. Check this out and let me know what you think. You don't even have to be a conspiracy theorist. You just let us stick our necks out.
Yes, hey, what do you think of this? Look at this.
Yeah, it's easy. We've made it so easy for everybody, and that's our job. Our job is to stick our necks out so that the people on the street, you know, don't have to stick their necks out so far.
And you guys are the experts. You guys have the credentials. You know, hey, these are architectural and engineering professionals. Look at what they're saying about this situation. And those cards, I've seen those cards. Those are a really great tool for activists listening. I second that. Get a whole stack of these. I'm guessing you can get them at ae911truth.org.
Go online. They're cheap. I mean, especially when you buy a bunch of them, very, very inexpensive. But they're beautiful. I mean, their color, their cards, they're like the size of a larger postcard, and it's got all the evidence on there that anybody needs to present. And guess what? We're not arguing about with structural engineers what fire can and can't do to steel. It's irrelevant. What we stick with is the evidence for controlled demolition. It's a completely different subject. What jet fuel can do to a building is irrelevant. By the way, it can't do anything to a building that a normal office fire can do, but you don't even have to go there. Just talk about the beams being hurled laterally 55 miles an hour out of the building with their impacting other buildings 500 feet away, their ends dripping with molten metal having been cut to perfect 30-foot length. You have an unbelievable array of evidence that all you have to do is put in front of anybody with a halfway open mind.
And that's what you guys have done so beautifully. Wow. What great work. What a service. We have such a solid case. I mean, this is like, these are the smoking guns here. These are the smoking buildings, as it were. And, you know, you can only get away with defying the laws of physics in such a spectacular way in public for so long. before the hypnotic trance wears off. And people are like, oh, yeah. Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah. That's exactly what they say.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah. We're being told it was an apple, a gravitational collapse due to fire, and yet the whole damn thing looks like an orange, a volcano blowing everything outside the footprint of the building. There's no stack of pancakes found. Not even one pancake out of 110 pancakes are found at the bottom of the building. It's all just a structural steel and aluminum cladding and a two-story pile. Everything's been distributed equally over the entire site. And you have these explosions that are 20, 40, and 60 stories down below the wave. This is a cakewalk. And all you have to do is hand this card, or even better yet, our DVD, the whole thing laid out in 2 hours for those who really want to know all the evidence or need to know it. It's also available on our website.
Blueprint for Truth,
yeah,
the architecture of destruction.
Yeah, 9/11 Blueprint for Truth. It's actually a pretty decent DVD. We've added a little bit of material since then. And we might be doing a new edition coming up in the next month. But don't wait. Get the DVD and get it out into people's hands. Have 6 of them where you're just constantly loaning them to people. It's a small investment to pay for the liberation of our country from these individuals who have completely taken over as a result of the events of 9/11 and put us almost into a police state. And we're certainly heading in that direction.
Well, we're already in a police state, and we're heading for what? You know, nuclear war? I mean, what's going on here? Let's put a stop to this, because all this stuff that's being done right now is being done based on this story of 9/11, and it was the greatest crime of the century, and there was no criminal investigation at all. And what Richard and his group are doing are providing the essential educational materials to help wake people up, to help snap people out of this trance. It's time. We got to do it now, folks. It's time right now. We'll be right back after this break on Truth Revolution Radio with Richard Gage. Radio, broadcasting live on We the People Radio Network. This is the official broadcast of TruthAction.org. And tonight we are talking to Richard Gage of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, AE911Truth.org. And Richard is just blowing them all away with Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. He's got the United States government running scared, basically. We're going to talk about that in just a second. But, Richard, you've been traveling all around and doing your presentations live, spreading the word, spreading this information, educating people. And I know you've got a bunch of upcoming dates. I wanted to mention these 2 dates coming up in Arizona. I got a friend out there, and he's helping out and getting. He's like, mention these dates, and I just want to give a shout out for Richard Gage is speaking in Phoenix, Arizona, on Saturday, December 1st, and in Tucson, Arizona, on Sunday, December 2nd, and you can find out where else Richard is going to be speaking if you go to ae911truth.org. And click on appearances. Richard, what have you been doing recently? Where did you just get back from?
Well, last night I flew in from Houston, and I was also in Austin, and I can't tell you enough about the kids at PNAC, Project for a New American Citizen. These guys kick butt also. They are out in the street. They are doing everything they can to wake up the American people. They are not sitting on their asses. And they got over a couple of hundred people at the University of Texas. And we had a great event. In fact, another architect, Ron Avery, brought his model, which is 5 feet tall, of the Twin Towers and Building 7. We were able to see it in 3D, and everybody came up and looked at the model. We talked about where the planes came in, how Building 7 went down smoothly, straight, symmetrical, at virtually free-fall speed, without a hitch, without being hit by an airplane at all. And it was great. I got a standing ovation. I was just delighted. I mean, what can I say? I was immobilized by the appreciation. And there was a couple of dozen people there. I think it was. We got the numbers on our site. There's the numbers. And for Austin, Texas, 18 out of those 211 people believed that fires brought down the building. So obviously there's a lot of truthers coming to these events. But here's 18 who believed that the fires brought down, and afterwards only two of them believed that fires brought these buildings down. In other words, those 16 were converted over, if you will. But also,
well, they came to their senses.
yeah, but so did these other folks that were unsure. 25 of them were unsure in addition to the 18. And only seven of them were unsure afterwards. So we moved 35 people over to the category that they need to be in, which is the category of truth.
Which is not believing that a fire-induced collapse is going to send these X amount of ton girders 500 feet.
Yeah, and for the first time in history, bring down a high-rise building, actually three on this
three of them.
State, when there's never been a high-rise steel frame building ever.
Ever.
As a matter of fact, brought down as a result of fire.
So, of course, this is serious business. We're talking about mass murder. We're talking about the cover-up of a mass murder. And no matter who was involved in these events and the crimes themselves, we got a lot of people involved in covering it up and preventing getting at the truth, for sure. And the work you're doing is so clean, so direct, so professional. It's obviously got a lot of people running scared, at least a couple here and there. I mean, what do you think about this stuff? For listeners who do not know, there was recently a hearing. Was it last week? It was very recently a hearing in Congress held by Jane Harman, the richest member of Congress, and this guy from the Simon Wiesenthal Center was doing a presentation on the violent radicalization of whatnot using the internet. Basically, they presented your website, your very professional architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth presented it in between these two jihadi sites, these radical, trying to insinuate basically that. What? People who are professionally in search of answers for the truth about 9/11 are terrorists? What do you think of this, Richard?
Well, you're not supposed to ask these kinds of questions. And I think the new H.R. 1955 bill is going to put us in an even worse position. So everybody needs to fight that, and I hope you're up more than I am, Cosmos, because that needs to be told to everybody. It's worked its way through the House, where something like over 400 members, including many Democrats, supported it unbelievably. Making it a crime to What does it make a crime, Tim?
Oh, I think the sky's blue.
No, it's basically a thought crime. You question the government, and it's a crime basically. But the point is that we're basically equal with terrorists by what Mark Weitzman of the Simon Wiesenthal Center has done, and it is defamation and it is slander, and we will respond very, very aggressively. We're in consultation with attorneys now, and it's a very serious matter. They have overstepped all moral and legal boundaries with this equation of not only our site but the 911truth.org site and another site, peaceproject.com, which all they do is sell peace books about peace, and including 9/11 truth too, facts and figures. This is not a conspiracy site. There's not a violent in any of these sites, of course, including ours. There's not a violent word in there. We just want a real investigation based on these sets of scientific facts. And apparently in America, that is going too far. And that's why we have to have everybody in the street. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, we do need everyone in the street. Did you hear that? Richard Gay just said, we need everyone in the street. So please join us every day. And on the 11th day of every month, join us all together taking action. Well, you know, in a way, this is very encouraging because this is just, you know, it's so ridiculous and so preposterous. It reeks of this desperation, you know, so it really seems like they're scurrying. They're running scared in a way. And at the same time, it's very serious stuff. You know, they want to tell us that, oh, this doesn't really affect, like, you know, this legislation, it's not really going to affect you. Well, we didn't mean it like that. This and that. I've seen this guy's responses to all these letters that he's been getting, and they need to get more. And Jane Harmon really needs to be cracked down on. This is out of control. But so in a way, it's really encouraging because it's like we're going to confront this in the light of day and answer this and not just let them shirk off with these sleazy insinuations of terrorism. We're going to confront them.
Well, this is the Simon Wiesenthal Center is a center of tolerance. That is their whole point. They're trying to, and actually, it's not just tolerance towards Jewish people, and which I guess is their main focus, having kind of come out of the Holocaust as a motivation for tolerance. And yet here, what kind of tolerance are they exhibiting?
Well, absolutely none. I mean, this is just ridiculous.
Genuine, real questions. I mean, scientific questions. It's unbelievable. This is a strategic, cold, calculated step on the part of those who want to control us.
It's very sick and twisted. And I'm so glad to hear that you guys are going to be seriously dealing with this. Here we are at the end of the show. Richard, I just want to thank you so much for joining me tonight, and thank you so much for the work you're doing. It's so amazing. We need you so much, more than ever. Thank you, Richard Gage.
Thank you, Cosmos. Appreciate it so much. We'll see you.
All right. Talk to you soon. We'll be back on Wednesday night here on Truth Revolution Radio. We're going to be joined by Nick Levice on Wednesday night. We'll see how many of these 40 top reasons we can get through. Maybe we'll get through number two, number three. And on Friday night, we're going to be talking all about the launch of 911blacklist.org. You can check it out now.